We are on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanon, Eizel Meire VeEizel Kibbut. What falls into the category of Meire? What falls into the category of Kibbut? Meire Loi Oimid B'mkaymai. A son is not permitted to stand B'mokim Amiyuchid La'oviv. So Rashi says, Mokim amiyuchad la'ovid lamoit sham besoid zekeinim im chaverov be'etza. Seems when his father comes together with the zekeinim to discuss a matter, there's a mokim amiyuchad where they find themselves. So the son should not even stand in that mokim. And in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down, Oim Mokim HaMeyuchid Loi LeHispalel. The Mokim that was Meyuchid for the father to daven, the son should also not stand in that Mokim. V'Loi Yoishev B'mkaymai. And this, the Shulchan Aruch says, V'Mokim HaMeyuchid Loi LeHosev B'beisai. Here, Amida is Muta Yeshiva's also, where the father sits at the table where he's eating, so he has a mokim miyuchid, so he should not sit there. V'lo yisoyser es devorov, and he does not contradict what his father said. V'lo machriyoy, and he's not machriya when there's a machlekes between his father and someone else. So Rashi says v'lo machriyoy. Im haya aviv v'chochem acher chalukim b'dovo b'dvar haloche. There's a machloikis in advar haloche. Lo yaymar, he should not say nirim divrei ploini. So the Ritas Lashon of Rashi would seem that he agrees with the bar plukta of his father. The Tur brings down that the Rama asked on Rashi. That's loisaiser as dvorov. So that we said loisaiser as dvorov. So now we said that someone is chaylik in his father. Well, I hold like the chaylik. So that's why to saiser as dvorov. So therefore, he says that the Rama says he can't be machia afilu to say that the loch is like his father. That's also, well, I'll tell you. That means I'll tell you who the Aloch is like my father. So that means it's also, it seems like he is, but also a zilzel bikvoidov, if he's the one that could be, my father had one opinion, but I'll tell you who the Aloch is like, that's also a zilzel bikvoidov. This is how the Rama learns Pshat. And the Beis Yosef wants to fanfare the Kasha and Rashi. He wants to tell us there's two types of Seisar as Dvorov. Loi Seisar as Dvorov, his father said, I hold your Chayv. He said, no, your Potter. That's Seisar as Dvorov. The second case is, the Baplukta said Potter. And then I'm saying, well, it's Mustafa Tak, the way the Baplukta, it's not such a great zilzul b'chvoid oviv. I'm just agreeing with the second party who stated his opinion already. So that's what Rabbi Shosef wants of him for Rashi. In Shulchan Aruch it's brought down davke b'fonov. It should be machia b'fonov. The Tosfos Riyazokin says b'chayev. B'chayev, he shouldn't be machia. I'd like to mention something, Dugme Darke Ovi, the Kisvei Chofetz Chaim, one of the sons of the Chofetz Chaim writes how the Anhage of Kibbud Ove Eim and Moira was in their house. And he says as follows, Moira de Kizach, Mekibbud Ove Eim, Nisharno ma'at. In Kibbud Ove'im there was al kaponim a small concept of kibbud. Avol b'tiro, when it came to Moire, loy nisharno, there was no concept of Moire bebeisei shel HaChofetz Chaim. Ba'asher loy bo le yodeinu b'shum pam l'kayim. it was impossible for us to be Mekayim Moire, ki Yis'alech imonu kireya. The Chofetz Chaim with his children was like a friend. Leihikpid aleinu bishum pam bishvil kvoida, he never was makpid. Leihikpid klalim yoshafti bimkoimai bebeisoi, oi bebeis hamedrish. Oi im dibarti vihishafti al devorov. The Chofetz Chaim was very friendly with his children. Akeinloin is haunu klal. We weren't nizer at all. It was such a friendly family, father and son. B'yachad lecha, when we were sitting together, l'chake sheyaschalu. We didn't even wait sitting together by the table. Whoever wanted to eat, ate. B'kitzel, that was a ma'isa rav of the Chofetz Chaim. Al kaponim, some of all these things are anitin le'mechila, and he held that this was perhaps the best way to be mechanech them. Keitza, kibbut. What is kibbut? Machel, umashke, malbish, umechase, machnis, umaitzi. These are pulis that he does, that the father is nene, ayidei pulay seilu. Iboyilohu. Mishelmi, Sarashi says, machiloi, umashkeyoi, umechabdoi. These in yonim, who foots the bill? Rav Yehuda Omar Mishel Ben. So Rav Yehuda says the son is mechuyev. These are from the chiyuvi haben alohov. Lefarnei says oviv. Rav Nosson Bar Yishaya Omar Mishel Ov. No, he's not mechuyev. Lefarnei says oviv. Machiloi mashkeyo means that that could be, he goes to the store and he says, his father told him what to order, so he says, put it on my father's bill and I'll bring it to him. It'll be mishamish him. That's the machilei mashkeya. But he's not mechuyev to pay for the kibbut. So here are machleikis amiroin. Oiru lei rabbonon le rabbi yirmiye, ba'omri lei le brei de rabbi yirmiye, k'mandi omar mishelok. So they paskin like Mishelov. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks Akashim, Nemar, it says in the Posik, Kabeid es ovicho ve es imecho. The Nemar, Kabeid es Hashem mehainecho. So it has the same lotion, same type of Kabeid. Is ma'alaholam b'chasorin kis. So why, it seems we compare these two mitzvahs of kibbut. Ma'alaholam b'chasorin kis, just like when it comes to a mitzvah, one is mechuyev to spend money in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, avkan b'chasorin kis. The amrit mishelov, if you'll say, like Rav Nosson Bar Yishaya mishelov, my nafkelei minei. So where is their chesor and kis? The chiyev is, he's mechuyev. He's mechuyev to be metapol b'kvoid oviv. Vachiloi, mashkeyoi. But where do we see that he loses money also? It's mishelov. Lebitul meloch. So the Gemara answers lebitul meloch. So that means as follows. Bitul meloch means amoyre dikezach. The father needs someone to cook for him, to do, see? So he tells the son that he wants that he should cook lunch for him. It'll be 1 o'clock in the afternoon. 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm working. I'm on the job. So tell your employer that you can't come today. You have to cook for your father. Tati, if I tell my employer won't come today, now he won't pay me. Nope. So that's the din. That's the din. The chesor and kis. That's it. Chesor and kis, Taki. You lose money because the mitzvah of kibbut. The mitzvah of kibbut is that's the hekish. That just like by kvoid Hashem, a mitzvah can cost money also. So here also it will cost money. I saw in Mishnah Salevi, he has two Mahalchim, but let us just mention one. So he wants to say, so what is the Yesaidistik Achilik? So the Mandi Yoma that says, Kibbut, Michel, Ben, the first Mandi Yoma, so that means he has to take out of his wallet when he goes and buy something for his father in the store. So the storekeeper asks, no, who's paying for it? So he takes out of his wallet and he pays. That's the mitzvah that Kibbut Michel Ben. He's mechuyev to be mefarnes of it. The man, the omar, that Kibbut Michel, you're not mechuyev to take out of your parking. I'm mechuyev to give you money. But this is menias harevach. Not pshat as you're taking out. You're not getting a salary, but it's not called you're taking away from your, but you're not earning money. So that, it would seem that a filu, the man de yoma, Michel Av, of a menias arevach, if the menias arevach is needed for kibbut of vein, so memele, so that's the kabbidis Hashem mehaincha. Zogte gemore weiter, my nafkelem knows that Rashi says, my chesan kisi kalagabe. So the Gemara says, yeah, bitl maloche. Toshma. So the Gemara says as follows. Beis Achim, there were two brothers. There's a whole bunch of cases over here. By us, it's Negeya one case, but I'll kapon him. Beis Achim, shnei shutfim, ha'ov u'benoi, two brothers, two shutfim, ha'ov u'benoi, a father and a son, a rabbi, tamidoi. Poidim zelo ze maisa sheni, umachilin zelo ze maisa oni. Now let us see first what aloche, what the chiddush is over here. Poidim zelo ze maisa sheni. Im yesh lo oviv maisa sheni. His father has maisa sheni. Now normally, if the Baal ha maisa wants to be poidim his maisa sheni, bimachalulin an mois, so he has to be maisaf achaymish. Someone else wants to be poited, so he doesn't have to be Maisef HaChemish. So, the Chiddush over here is, Im yesh lo'oviv Maisef Sheini, poide ha-ben mishaloi l'tzayrech oviv b'loi chaymish. So the Rishash says, one Mahalach, it's talking as follows. The father comes over to the son, I'd like you to be poited by Maisef Sheini. Then we don't have Maisef HaChemish. No problem. So he goes and takes out the Maisa Sheni, his race worth $100, here's $100, Maisa Sheni. Now, in the same Maimed, now the son comes over to the father, I have some Maisa Sheni to sell for $100, would you like to buy it? No problem, he gives him back the $100, he gives him back the Maisa Sheni, and that was a quick way how to save a chaimish, and this is permissible. Poidim zelos that Maisa Sheni, miyesh lovi Maisa Sheni, poida ben mishaloi. But in parentheses, l'tzeirech oviv. I mean, this whole thing is, he's not interested in the Maisa Sheni, but this is permissible. B'loi chaymish. B'loi emrinon. Now, what is the chiddush? Arei hu kigufa. I mean, these two are like one unit. Shrei hu oyavoi. He loves him. U'mezeinais of olav. Now, I think u'mezeinais of olav means, if we hold Michel Ben, he's mechuyev to support his father. V'loi acher niyu legabei. Because all the other cases, don't understand, they understand pshat. I mean, we have shutvim, which we have rabbi talmidai. I think mezeinais of olav is speaking about ov u'benoi, and the benoi is mezeinais of olav. I think that's what Rashi means. V'loi acher niyu legabei. V'reyu kemisha pideu ba'atzmei. So the whole thing is like they're one unit. The father and the son. So I would think you can't avoid paying a chaymish. This is one packet, one happy family. As the Chiddush is not, each one has his own money. This is the father's Maisa Sheni. This is the money of the son. These are two distinct people. He is not the Baal HaMaisa. It doesn't matter what's going to happen eventually. The Maisa Sheni will end up by the father. You don't have to be such a Eibachochen. There was a pidyon from someone else, not from the Bailam. So Mamela, you don't have to be Maisa Chaimish. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two, Machilim ze lo ze Maisa Oni. Im yesh leben Maisa Oni, lechalik laniyim. The son has maiser on it. He has to give it to poor people. Machiloi lo'ov. im aviv oni, if his father is an oni, so memele, I'll give it to my father. V'chein kula, so I'm giving it to my father. So what's the chiddush? It's my maaser oni. And then the father is eligible to take maaser oni, so I give it to my father. So what's the chiddush? Af al pi, so here Rashi says, shechoviv olav kegufoi. He's chaviv olav, his father is very beloved of him. V'mlehoya b'yodoi maaser zeh. If he wouldn't have had this maaser, oh, you know, Islam mezainis mishaloi, he would give him his own mezainis. So lechayre, I don't know what Rashi means. Rashi could be saying, so memele, there's a chiddush that maybe he's not called an oni, the father. I mean, the father will never go away without a meal. The son will give him the. Maybe that's one chiddush. Avi b'shechavav kegufay v'loyev yodei ma'aser zeh. So maybe that is the chiddush. So maybe he's not called an oni. He has a steady support from his son. I don't know. Could be that the chiddush. But al koponim, so it says allowed to give him ma'aser oni. Frek the gemara, the amrit mishel ben. If you say that the son is obligated to support the father, nimtze perei achayvay mishel aniim. So then, now we have a big problem over here. That means this is the obligations of the son. This is an obligation of a son to support his father. Not, it's nothing to do with tzedok, mein tzachiv, mishal ben, tzachiv on the son to support the father. So memele, so now, Baruch Hashem, he got some maaser oni. Good. So now, so this month I won't have to give my money, I'll take my saranim and I'll give it to my father. So that is peireya chayvei mishel aniyim. You can't take my, I mean, if you're obligated to do it, you say you're peireya chayvei mishel aniyim. So zaraya mishelov. So then it's very good. They say the chiyiv is mishelov. So I'm not mechuyiv to give him. I have my sarani, Baruch Hashem. Like I said, won't have my sarani. I don't know what my father would do. But not my son, he give him my son. So, but if he hold Michel Ben, so it's parei achayvay Michel ani. So the Gemara says, leitzriche lahadofe. So Rashi, he was speaking about a extra portion. Olav mutl, so Rashi says, olav mutl lachiloi lashkoisoi mida beinenis. Yemachuyev to give him, that means the obligations of a son to a father, lefarnesoi, is you give him a normal meal. Vim aviv tzorich lesudi yiseire, the father wants something more special than that. Yachilenu maiseroni. So we see here, grad, tashmer, the sa'orish, it says in the Chazaynish, but, let us be megashim dinyin that a basic meal, let's say, is $5 a meal. That's a basic meal with the normal proteins, the vegetables, the carbohydrates. That's a basic meal of $5. Now the father would want some cake and ice cream after the meal. That's not for my obligation. So the first time the father asked for it, so he told the father, sorry, I'm obligated to give you a $5 meal, that's it, that's chiyuv and mishel ben. The next time, all of a sudden it was mafresh maaser oni, now we can give him maaser oni, we'll go and foot the bill for ice cream. So that's a moira dike chiddush, that for maaser oni you can pay ice cream also. That means if he's an oni and he likes ice cream, he can use the maaser oni is not only for bare necessities. Bare necessities I'm taking care of already, but he would like more, and if legitimately he is a teiris oni, I can give him maaser oni for tafnukim, as long as he's a legitimate oni. Zok te gemara baita. Ihochi. So if that's the case, so that means like this. this whole Maaser Oni is only for ice cream and luxuries. But he's giving him, he's really supporting the father for the basic necessities. Yochi Hainde Diktoni Allah Omar Rabbi Yehuda Tovei Me'eira Lemisha Machel Es Oviv Maaser Oni, that a person should be cursed if he gives his father Maaser Oni. Bila Adof My Nafke Mina. What do you mean? He's supporting his father. The ice cream he gives from Adof, from Maaser Oni. Small says, no, Afalohochi Zila Beimils. It's not a covet for the father. So Memele, so therefore it's Tovi Meire. Toshma. Shalu es Rabalozo at Heichon Kibbut of Aim. How far does Kibbut of Aim go? Omalem, Kadeshe Yitol Alniki Yizrikenu Liyam Befono. That the father should take a bulging wallet and throw it into the yam. Ve'enoi machlima. And he doesn't say anything. Ve'amrit mishalov ma'inapkelei minei. So, l'chayre pshat in the Gemara is as follows. If we learn Michel Ben, so there's a chiyuv Michel Ben. So Mamela, the father passes by, he sees, he hears his son has a bulging wallet. We'll see, he has some reason. We'll see, in Taisus he has a psashtik, a legitimate reason, to throw it into the yam. He wants to accomplish something with this. And the son sees this, Michel Ben, the father has to do this for a certain reason. And the Mamela, so Michel Ben, that's kibbutz. It's a bitter pill to swallow, but that's Michel Ben. But if you hold Michel Ov, so let's go back to the same scenario. The father comes, and the son, and he sees that the son's bulging wallet, and he wants to grab it away. No. Let's ask the rabbi first if you're allowed to take this money. This money you're not allowed to take. So Mamela, so he doesn't, he's not machlif allowed to take this money. This is Michel Ben. Now only Michelle. So the whole case could be speaking about that the father can only, my money, the son's money can't take. His own money will throw away. No, his own money will throw away, because okay. So what shot in this Baraisa? The Baraisa says, Ad Heichen, kibod ovein, kde sheitel ane kibis rekenu liyam befono. Ve'ene machlima. Now this tachsach meramuridike ha'ore from the Chazaynish. And the Chazaynish asks, we had before a fellow, Michel Ben, but the chiyuv Michel Ben is basic necessities. Ice cream or other things which are a little luxurious, that's not the chiyuv Michel Ben. That's called hadofe, that is not mechuyev to do. So l'chayre, whatever the father wanted to accomplish by throwing a bulging wallet into the yam, he wanted to, we'll see in places, Lahatalem, I wanted to show that nothing daunts him, he's not good. Maybe he has a purpose in doing that, he's not a Meshuggah, but L'chayre, why doesn't this fall into the category of Hadofe, which Apilu Michel Ben, the son is Potter? So that's where this Ha'ore, the Chazenish is. Okay. So the Gemara says, the Gemara understood that it's Michel Ben, it's good. Mishalov, Yamad Mishalov, my nafkalei minei. So why, what is about him? The father takes his bulging wallet and, so, ain't him achli meshur. May we was gate him on? The Gemara says, Baroi liyershi, you don't understand. This bulging wallet is, father should live till 120, but not 100 to take him to throw it into the yam. I mean, this is, he was counting on this after 120 years. Now, upon him to throw it into the yam, so there's a very big nesoyim to be machlimoy. I mean, if you want to be matalema, you can do something else, not with the money that I'm destined to yarshin. So the Gemara says, that's chiddush. It's a bitter pill to swallow. It's an nesoyin, but that had heichem kibadov. It means, but it's takim mishalov, and it's the father's arniki and afalpikain, this is definitely hurting the son, and he should not be machlam the father. So the Gemara wants to bring another case to show that even if the father will be mazik his own money, it affects the son. And that's pshat the Barais. So now the Gemara brings a mais. Riho de Rabbe Bar Rav Huna. The mais was Rabbe Bar Rav Huna. The Rab Kora Shiroi Ba'anpei Rabbe Brei. The Rav Huna Kora Shiroi Ba'anpei Rabbe Brei. Rav Huna wanted to test his son. He wanted to see how much restraint he has, if he's a kaisen, if he's not a kaisen. So he went and he tore an expensive beged of his own, which Mistame, his son Rabbe was also eyeing this beged for after 120 years. It was a very choshev beged. He wanted to test his temper, his kaz, his restraint. Omar Ezel Erzi Irosach Iloy Rosach. I want to see what's going to happen, if he's going to, what's going to happen. I want to see. I have to know what Musa Sefer to learn with him. If he's a Kassel, we have to make a Seder together. I have to see Klo, what the temperament of my son is. Frag the Gemara, fine. This is a very nice test, but the Dulme Rosach Vekovara Lifne Evil Esitem Bich. So you're taking a test, but what's going to be if you're going to tear this and your son is Take Abkaisen and he's going to tell you a few things which are not Lefi Kvoidoch, so you found out he's a Kaisen, but in the, at the same time you were Machshel your son with a Chet of Bezoyen of it, he insulted you, how are you allowed to do this? This is too dangerous a test, Yehavel if Ne'iva. So the Gemara says, the Mochalei Liyikore. We'll see, Taisvis is a Ritve. He was Meichel. He wanted to find out. So he was Meichel, the filler, my son will say, whatever he says, I'm Meichel. I just have to find out about his temperament. Vrek the Gemara, the Ko'ovar Mishum Bal Tashchitz. So the Gemara says, another Shaila. How was Rav Huna permitted to tear this beged? He was over Bal Tashchis. So the Davoini, this Kash, I don't understand. Bal Tashchis means that you're destroying something without a purpose. That's Bal Tashchis. This is the only way he could figure out the temperament of his son. This was the only way he did it. I mean, this was, the Ritva says, Klo like this, like he wanted to. This is how he wanted to figure out Klo, what the matzav of the son is. He had to put him in an asoid. All the time with the father, everything, but he has to know what his son really is. He has to find out. So this is not called Hashchose. This is called the Tzoyrech. So I don't understand the Kashe. So the Gemara says, the Oved lay bepumbiani. He didn't tear it where he really destroyed the beged. He tore it in the place where there was a seam over there. He tore it. He could just go and sell it back again. So Mamela, he didn't destroy the beggar. Frag the Gemara v'dilma mishum hochi le'rosach. So he didn't accomplish anything. So he didn't ruin the beggar. So the Gemara answers, the Ovad lay v'shas rischei. The son was in kas already. He was in kas over something else. So it seems, I don't really know, but it seems that he wasn't kasavari, he would be unable to differentiate exactly where the tear was. He was already fuming about someone else, and I wanted to see what's going to happen now. So it seems for the son it would work, and there's no Bal Tashchis. That's shot in this mice. Let us see what Rashi says. Sheyitol oviv arniki, vi amrit kvoyita ov ala ben, v'chesorin kis, Ein wir haben mit Covid auf aller Ben begesorgen kies ein al Michel of if you say when there's a gesorgen kies then it's the father has to foot the bill and can I am nicht kommen aber lass an Michel of so this is the only yazark on the key means he's throwing his own on the key my nafkele mine lachlime so what is about him what the father is doing with the father's on the key my answer is the Reuliyoshi vidum merosach For Omar Lavu, Midi Berisri might say something not proper when he was in the Matzav of Kas. Ve'ka'ova Ravune Mishum Lifneiva, Shegoyrem Livnoi Lachtoi. He's goyrem that his son should do a chet. Agavuche, the Chafetz Chaim brings a raya from a similar Gemara, that the Lifneiva Leisitain Mirshal was said, even though I have no intent to be Machshalim. That means I only have been, but we learned with Nehivel Sitem Mitchell, you want to be Machshalim, you want to, that's the wicked evil intent, that's the Issa. So we see from this Gemara Klonitazay, fully you have the loftiest Kavonis, but, if a Mitchell will come out, so there's a love of Lifneiva. Shegoyrem Livnei Lachta, Lamaisa, the son is gonna say, not proper words, and so the Mor said he was mochali yikori bepumbiayni bemoki matvira, the place where it is sown when there's a seam sheinei nechsa midomav bekach kagayim b'shulav. Let us see Taisus. Rav Yehuda Omar Michel Ben. Rav Yehuda holds Michel Ben that the chiyuv is for the Ben to support the father. Now, the Ri had a very interesting shayla. If you hold the chiyuv is Michel Ben, what will be if you have such a case? Im nizdam in loy kibud ov, vaveidas atzmoy, vaveidas chaveri. That means we have, let's be megashim d'inyan, we have over here that there was, let's say, two deer in the corral. Someone by mistake opened up the corral and the deer is starting to run out. There's his deer, there's his friend's deer there, and he's there, now he can still have him, and his father calls him over, Yankel, you know, bring me a glass of soda. So now, he has to think quick. There's a mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda, if the ankle's dear, if he goes to bring the glass of soda, it's finished. Then they're gone. There's also an Indian of, he's going to lose his dear. Bill Michel Ben. And then there's the father's kibbutz. We have here, he has to start thinking quick what to do, because he doesn't think quick, there won't be any shayla anymore. So Kate said yes. So he cleared a very interesting shayla. Im yasik bekovid oviv, loy avedes chaveri kedemes. The halacha is, if we have only this scenario alone, we have the chaver's deer and the father's thirst. So the din is, ata v'avicha mechuyavim bekvayt ha-mitzvahs. That means, the father has to, there's an union of kibbutz, but there's also a chiv, you have to be, this is an opportunity of a mitzvah of a shavas aveda. So the din is, the father should not be mitzaveh now on his glass of water to be mafkiya the chiyav of a shavas aveda. You're not supposed to listen to your father. Sorry, I have a mitzvah to do now. So Taisvah said, so al pi cheshben, im yasik bikvoy dove, aloy avedas chaveri kedem, it's good to bring a bela mitzvah. Yachal amalei ovi val tatzir, yachal yishmalei, talmud loima, we learn that from a pasuk. V'hainu al tatzir, shaymalei asoik bechvaydi. Not somebody says, I don't want you to do the mitzvah. V'al tatzir bechinim le yitzircho. You don't need a pasuk for that. You told me not to do the mitzvah. No, the whole al tatzir is speaking about that, because I want you to be mechabit me. So al kaponim, so al this shayla alone, avedas chaveroi, in the father's glass of soda, avedas chaveri as a dinklin. Imkain, the avedas chaveri, mashme imkain, the avedas chaveri kidemis lakibed ove. So Mela, so we know, we tell the father, you'll have to wait for your glass of soda, I have a mitzvah of a shabbos avei. Fine? Now, vim yasik ba avedas chaveri, so now, I'm potter from the father, now it's Avedas Chaveri. But ich bin euch a tayid. So there's Avedas Atzmai also. So there's a klal. If in Avedas Chaveri and Avedas Atzmai, which Aveda comes first, I'm a chuyiv to, he's gonna lose his deer. I'm also gonna lose my deer. Ich bin euch a tayid. So the din is, Arei Avedosei Kedemes. I'm not mechuyev to be mevater on my Aveda because of him. Why is he better than me? Dechtiv Efes Kelayivacho Evyoin. Shelecho Kaidim Lecho Lodom. So Lechayre, we just took care of Avedas Chaveiroi. I'm not mechuyev. I'll take care of my Aveda. Vimyaseik Vavedosei. So now the father's still thirsty and he's saying, listen, my dear, in a way, I have to go and chop my dear. V'myasa b'vidosa, ha'ikovi ovi koiv dem l'man da'oma mishel bed. The father said, oh, your dear. My thirst comes before your dear. So what are you going to do? It's a vicious cycle. V'nira l'ri. So the ri says, no, she'yeniach kvoid ovid. You don't give your father. V'aveides chaveiroi. V'yaseik b'aveidosa. He should be oisik b'aveidosa. Why? It's Michel Ben. The ho da oma kibbut of koidem, hainu davke, lo niach, lo oviv, ratz, lasis, ritzoinoi, bimomoinoi, lefishe zel gufa kibbut. That shot, kibbut of Michel Ben, is that the father comes and says, you go to the restaurant and buy me a meal. So the gufa kibbut, that's your chiyev, that's your chiyev. Not only mechuyev to serve your father, in mechuyev to be mechalis your father from your money. So that is the kibbut. That is the mitzvah of kibbut. So it's costing you money, so it's costing you money. It's like any other mitzvah that will cost you money. So there's an obligation. And a ben, lefalis is of it. Avol baveidosai, kivin sheina ov nene baveida atzmo, batai aveide. That what, you want a glass of soda. Your glass of soda will cost me my dear, but you don't have a law that my dear is, this is an indirect benefit. This is not a direct benefit for my hefset. So, kivin sheinov nene baveida atzmeine ben chayv lahasid avidose bishvilov. So, Taisus is telling us a hagdore. Taisus is telling us a hagdore, the whole halacha of Michel Ben was only said if the kibbut is coming Michel Ben. And to my show, the case we had in the Gemara, the Gemara says, Michel Ov, the Zachiv, a bitl malacha. That's also the same thing. That means by serving my father, I'm losing an hour's work. I can't, that's bitl malacha. I'm using, that's also. So that means that my services to the father is cost me, but that's the gufa kibbut. That's the gufa kibbut. So as long as I'm not, it's only minias hareva, filo Michel Ov, there's such a chiv. And if you're Michel Ben, so there's a chiv, mamish to take mamoinoi. But that is dafke if the kibbut comes about through the hefset. But here you're not getting any kibbut from that my hefset moment. So then there's no such thing. So memeila, so the din is we make this cheshbon and his matzel is aveid. Va'af al gav, domrinen besomoch, Kedei sheyita, so lechayre, I think, it's another posh, so now you don't need this whole scenario. So I feel it's only his dear and the father's to get a glass of soda. It's the same thing. I mean, I'm not mechuyev to lose my dear because of your glass of soda. There's no din of Michel Ben. Ba'af al gav damrinen besoma kedei sheyita l'anliki biyata liyam ve'eni machlim ilaman diyoma Michel Ben. So where does the father get a kibbut from my arniki? Also, my boysin shesh lov kairis ruach beka. Kigoin shezerker liyam lemirme emisa ein shebeise. He wants to show them that he's a ruthless person. He can take $1 million and throw it into the yam. Don't start up with him. So the father is accomplishing something. He's becoming niskabit. They won't settle with him anymore. So Mamela, so there it's called a kibbud from the hefset. We just mentioned the Chazanish Tainis, but it's Lachaira Hadafet. This is a very luxurious oifen a kibbud. Okay. The Ilav Hochi, Yaakov, you have to say that that's Pshat. In Bechino Mashlech, if Stamazai, there's no purpose in throwing the arniki liyam, Roshahu, Daiva Babal Tashris, he's Tamazai. Here we see cloth on Taismas. If it's Lamir Mea Inche Beisa, that's from the Gemara on Shabbos also. So that's not called Bal Tashmas. I'm accomplishing something with throwing the alnigi. So they says if he has no purpose of doing what he's doing, so he's Tamas Erosha, the father, so there's no mitzvah of kibbut bechlau in such a case. Ba'filu heicha de shaygeku, hu mashlichai bachamosai. Maybe it's not such a legitimate purpose of lemimi emsa ainshe beise. Now maybe he's angry and he wants to vent his anger by doing this. Mikol mokem nene bashloches alniki, but he's deriving benefit from it. Shemochi ain lachlim. Fine. Oyru lei rabbonon le rabbi Yirmiye kemanda omar mishel ov. Oyru lei rabbonon le rabbi Yirmiye kemanda omar mishel ov. Mashme shekach aloche. We paskin mishel ov. V'chein posat b'shultes trabachoi. Parshas vayishma. Vayishma Yisrael mistamad. O posak. Fine. So we paskin mishel ov. I'm not mechuyev to be mefan. That's not from the obligations. Machiloi, mashkeyoi, but I'm not mechuyev to foot the bill. Uposak, but the shiltes paskins, the heiched, the less they love. What if the father doesn't have? Mishel ov means that the father has. So let the father pay for it. What if the father doesn't have? The east lay the bed, and the son has money. Chayiv aben lozen ovid. Then the son is mechuyev to be mefanes the father, and other rishen will see later in Taisvit. And the lum this is, that Father Masha says pshat, we get that stuck. That means, al tchiv of kibbedov ve'ein, tchiv of kibbedov is mishalov. Fine, there's no chiv of kibbedov, but now you don't have to be mefanes yourself. And the mele, and I have money, so al tstok, you're the ideal only that I should be mefanes. V'chein posak ri chayv and lozen of it. V'chein posak ri verach the main law of mommy. But ben yesh loy the tzorcha ben mefanes hem yishaloy loy ei ela ache. Just like he mechuyev to give every other other man, so he mechuyev to give your father. Kedama penarish and his father. V'vach pelu gavr v'apit me'ab me'yezuzil et zdoke. So she was a but some mele, fine, you're mechuyev to do it. So far, so good. This has nothing to do with our sugya. Oid amrine b'Yerushalmi, oba Rabbi Yosi alavai v'havin kol shmaitzei brirli kahach shekoifen es haben lozin es oviv. And Taisus understood that means k'she'ein lei lov. Oid raya, another raya, mohoda oma b'Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yonis and Rabbi Yashi have a kozli b'uchet. They were both walking. Also who kavrit. A person comes in the middle of walking, in the middle of the street, the konoshek lekari the Rabbi Yonis, and he walks over, he runs over to Rabbi Yonis, he kisses his feet. In the middle of the street, he kisses his feet. Oma, my hai, Rabbi Yashi, Rabbi Yonis, what happened over here? This person, I think, is merely indebted to you. What did you do for him? Amalei, the Amri Lei, I told him an eitzah, zil tzoyk vebeik nishte, kloima eiresi loy shiyase kol tach shifal nesendo b'nai. That means he told me he didn't have panosa, his son had panosa. What does he do? So I told him an eitzah, go into the shul, give a patch on the bime, I don't have food, my son is over there, and you'll see. I told him his eitzah. And there was a very convincing eitzah. Before he finished his drosha, there was already, the son came over to the father, taking care of his older. Finished. So now already he gets his weekly check from his son, and then it. So he came over to thank me. Fine. Amalei, so he said, Amalei, achbiyema, I don't see why did he have to go such a dreidel? She got over to the son and forced the son to give to the father. Amalei, you're going to say, yeah, this you're allowed to be kaifa also. I thought this was a good, convincing drosh. I didn't know how to be koyfer. It's me. Om alei, atzriches lakach. You need this yediyah, perish. V'chi lo yadate de koyfer, pshite de koyfer. Period. So far, so good. V'oid raya mi Yerushalmi. Shevesi lamaylo. Now, let us jump. Now, here problems start arising. But before, let us, the Tosfos quotes from Daf Lamed Aleph from an Aleph, a Yerushalmi. Let us see on Daf Lamed Aleph from an Aleph, the top Tosfos. Kabeid es Hashem mehoincha, mirish, the top Tosfos, doirish mehoincha kemoi mechoinecha. That whatever the Rabbeinu Shalom gave, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, the top Tosfos, mechoinecha, mashme, So the Yerushalmi explains that the mitzvah of the Rabbi, to give to the Rabbeinu Shlom on his mitzvahs is what he gave you first. He gave you tvua, you give tumas, maisres, whatever the mitzvahs are chal after the Rabbeinu Shlom gave you an abundance of parnosis, and then you do the mitzvahs. Mashme, so the Yerushalmi says, mashme shehikpid HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kibbut of the aim yoisa mikvoida. The shemikvoida who I mekabedis Hashem, not mehoincha, but the hainu mechoinecha, the hainu the mashmi mimashecha nancha. Kloima, im yesh loimo min chayim. If the Rebbeinu gave you money, do mitzvahs. Im laav pota. If you don't have money, there's no chiv, you don't have a talus, you don't have a tzitzis, you don't have a bais, you don't have a mezuzah. ובכיבדו ואין נמה כביד אסביכו ואסימכו דמשמה בין שיש לוי בין שאין לוי כביד אסביכו ואסימכו וסחייב אפילו you don't have והיכד לסלוי. So what does that mean? חי אוכם לא זוין אסבי ואסימוי. So the pashtus of Tosfos is, and that's the pashtus of our Tosfos, there's no such chiyuv by mitzvahs. If I have money, I'm a chiyuv to give a chaymish menachos, a chveis for tefillin, for an esrig, for those. If I don't have finished, I'm potter. I don't need to have potter from tefillin. I can borrow my chit. But I mean, if it costs money, there's only two mitzvahs that there's a chiyuv lachzer al apsochim, nechanekeh, the al kaisis. But like this, there's more mitzvahs, there's no such chiyuv. And here, but pakibud of, so that's kabbis Hashem mechaynecha. If you have, you mechuyiv. No, don't go. But pakibud of the aim, you mechuyiv afil lachzer ala psochim, and lachere pashtas is, your father doesn't have, so you go around and I'm shopping money for a nitzrach. Fine. That's lachere, now let's go back and interface this. Yeah. Ba'oid raya mirishami, shebeisi lamayla, kabbis Hashem mechaynecha, אם יש לו אמא מן חיה, ואם לא אף פות, בקים בדו, ואם נם מקבי דסביך בסימך, ומש בין יש לו אין, בין אין לו אין. So, כאן שואל הבן, דמה שומת שצריך אף תאיסוויס, חזניש, that, so, תאיסוויס just brought a Yerushalmi, a new thing now, מחויב to shaft money for your father. So this doesn't stem with the whole תאיסוויס. Till now, we're learning Shan תאיסוויס is a mitzvah of tzedakah, that means you have money, so you're looking for an Araman. I'll give you an address of an Araman. Your father's an Araman. Give your father tea. That mitzvah's talking. And Taisus, what high for that? Then all of a sudden, Taisus means, hey, Yerushalmi, you mechuyev to shaft money for your father's son. How does this come in? How is this a connection to what Taisus said before? So I saw the Marit says, Amoyer de Kizach. The Marit says that that Yerushalmi that says you mechuyev to shaft money for your father ben yeshle ben einle is going according to the man the Yoma Michel Ben. The old Michel Ben, the chiyev is not only you mechuyev to be mefarnesim, you mechuyev to shaft money for him. That's Michel Ben. So Maxim the Marit says, so the Yisrael of Michel Ben is if he doesn't have money. If he has money, then Lamaise there won't be an afkamine, because afili yod Michel Av al tzedakah he'll be mechuyev. That's how the Marit wants to say pshat and taisvis. That's what the raya that Taisus is bringing. That Michel Ben goes, until he doesn't have money. And if he has money, then Afilo Michel Abdel also be Yachiv al Tzedokah if the father doesn't have. Let us go a little further. Masni lei Rav Yecheskel l'Ram Ibrahim. Rav Yecheskel said over a Baraisa to his son Rami. The Baraisa said as follows, Hanisrofim b'niskolim. You heard here, one person was Chayiv Sreifa, 99 people were Chayiv Skila. They got mixed up. I don't know who's Chayiv Sreifa, who's Chayiv Skila. Is Rabbi Shimon Aima Yaduno Beskila. So Rabbi Shimon said, so you give them all skila. Shasreifa chamure, because sreifa is more chamur. That means you can't give them sreifa, because by giving sreifa you're punishing the mechiyove skila more than they deserve. So it has to work the other way around. You give them all sreifa, give them all skila. Omalei, that he told them over a baraisa. Omalei Rabbi Yehuda Berei, so Rabbi Yehuda's son told him, Abba, Tate, loitis na yochi. This baraisa is not the way you said over. Mai irye sreifa chamura. That means, if the way you said like this, nischofim bin niskolim. Nischofim niskolim means this roiv niskolim im miut nischofim. Nischofim ke nisarev roiv niskolim. So let me, and Rav Shimon is saying that the reason you don't give them all sreifa, because sreifa is chomo. That's what you just told me. So now, let's make one question. What would be, the way you're saying, what would be if Sreifa and Skila would be the same? So the way you said over, then you'd give Sreifa. You have one guy that's Chayiv Sreifa, 99 that are Chayiv Skila. So you said, and Nisrofim and Niskolim, Rav Shimon said, you give them all Skila. Why? Because Sreifa is Chamura. But if Sreifa would be equivalent, you give them all Sreifa. That doesn't make sense. Afilo Sreifa and Skila, we couldn't, he'd also give them all Skila, because Sreifa Chayiv Skila. Why should you give them Sreifa? Why should you give all them Sreifa? Because you have one person that's Chayiv Sreifa. So Memela, you're saying over, not correctly pshat in the Baraisa. The reason you give them all skill is not because Sreif is chamur in your case. Typically, the Ruben is calling in, Reivan is calling. So for that reason, I feel it would be equal. You should also give them all skill. Elohoche is naya. Oh, the Baraisa was said for Kert. And is calling bin is chofen. And Niskolim bin Nisrofim. The case is as follows. That Niskolim, there was Roiv Nisrofim, Miut Niskolim. And so Memele, so theoretically, if it would be equal, you'd give them all Sreifa. You have 99 people are Chayiv Sreifa. There's one person that's Chayiv Skila. They're equal. So I would give all of them Sreife. But, Rav Shimon said, but since Sreife is Chamure, so it's gonna come out, you're gonna give one person who is not deserving Sreife, you can give him Sreife, he will need Skila. That's why you give them all Skila. That's the Gilsa. Elohi is nine, is Kolom and is Chofen. Omalei, so the father asked him, Ihochi Eima Sreife. So now, if the Gilsa is the way you say, that aniskolim benisrofim v'chachamim oimrim yadunu b'sreife shahaskila chamure. They hold skila chamure. That's why you give them sreife. Ma'iriya the skila chamure. Why do you say skila chamure? I feel they'd be equal. Typically, the ruben nisrofim ninu. Yeah. So the same kasha. Yes, ami. I'll ask you on the chachamim. Amr lei, hasem rabbonu de kamre rab shimin, de kamre tzreifa chamura, loiskira chamura. The reason of the halach is tak, That means it's in this niskalim and this rafim. So that what you said, that Sreifer's chamur is wrong. You grad said Sreifer is chamur is wrong. Lamaise skil is chamur. So, but really, so the reason you'll give Sreifer is God because of Raif. If they'll be equal, you'd also give them Sreifer. Because we'll see in Rashi Abshan the Baraises. Amaleish, how does this come into our city here? Amaleish, Shmuel, Rab Yehuda, Rab Shmuel, Shmuel told Rab Yehuda, Shinene, Leitemalei, Lovachoch, Edom, told this to your father. Your father told you a Barais. He said, no, it's wrong, the Barais. It has to be differently. The Sanya, Areisha, Oya, Oviv, Oiver, Adivrei, Teure, Al Yemalei, Abba, Varta, Adivrei, Teure. Don't tell me, Oiver, Adivrei, Teure, Al Yemalei. Abba, kach kosa b'teire. It's not like that what you did. So the Gemara says, kach kosa b'teire, tzurika metzaylet. That's also an insult. Hello, I'm alay, abba, mikra kosa b'teire kach. That's what the Pasuk says like this, and the father will figure out. Ba'al koponim, you have to say it in a tactful way that the father should not in any way be hurt, and that's how this maisa comes to Asugi. Now, let us see Rashi. Das Rashi an Nisrofim und Niskolim Mashme Echot min han Nisrofim Nisare ben Niskolim Hab Keim lo kol chai vim Yishish in Betoirish in Nisalvu Ven yudu eiz mehen Bekal ob eiz mehen Bachamur Kulin yudayne bekal Shinat harashe lim sheches hakal You can't force at the kal Noinish Chomo Shalai nischayiva That he should be chayiva Noinish chomo Yeah. Rabbi Shimon Yadayna Beskila. She called the Islam Shimon Sreifa Chamura Meskila, but I'm a first person ever. Amalai Rabbi Yehud. Reide Abbe Cheskel, Rabbi Cheskel, Abbe Leitisnaya Hochi. You should not say like this. An Israfim bin Niskolim, Baba Niskolim, and Kaina Mai told his time in Mishim the Sreifa Chamura. Type Lay the Lekla Meila Kulam Besreifa. In kein Oslos Loch Bosse Meyuti, going Bosse Meyuti. Es kommt in Israfim, Bafa gab in Israfim, Ruba, Yadayne Beskila, Vim Neishe, Hi Kala. So the Gemara says, as one of the Kamala Rab Shimon, Hai the Kamish Eskila, Chamura, Laf Taimu, Yovil, and Nusayu, Alochi Yomru. The reason that an Iskolam in Israfim, you give Sreife, is because Reif an Israfim. Allah Yami Dani Besreifa Basarubi Udikamrit Yadani Beskila Lakalayim and at the makeala la machmer shaskila chamul. Letemala over Khochi, Lady Pisaim Shutayim, you tell you making a mistake, the comment like sat laces on Yahi. So the mother says Kakos of Betaire, but washing to me it's Urkamatsile, the Rekaimalaya Balta di Retaire. Mikra Kosov Betaire Ramalaya Mikra Kamai Shut Kosov Atzmoy Yovin Shataye. Just let's see the last two words in Taisus. Taisus Chandam that we mentioned. Alahochi Perushe Lamoli Sreifa Chamura Atulu Heim Shavis Eipiglam Mishim Berube Niskolim Nino. Now just the previous Taisus I want to learn the Machalei Li Kari Fitzarech Leimer Sheidiyai Kaidam Lachain. So Taisus a Shreklachat problem. Tais, the Gemara asks his Iver Lifnei Iver, he's being marshal his son. And if he wants to test the son, he says marshal him, because if his son's going to say something that's not proper, so he's being Mavaz's father, so he was Meichel him. So Tais says, V'tzach Leime She'idiyei Koidim Lachain. He told the son before also that he was Meichel him. Shleik Meinis Gavon Lecho Bosa Chaziv Ola B'yodei Bosa Pleh. That means if the son would be unaware of the mechila, and the son will be meichel the father, some meila. If the son will insult the father, so then the son was over on this, even though the father was meichel. So Taisus said he told this to the son also. Bafal Pikein, it would seem from Taisus, he would still be able to test the son if he's a kaisen or not. Even though the son was told that the father is my father.